This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to reopen the info vault and the conversation vault with two ladies vaulting into your ears and into your head along with me. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJ of the Ears, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on this Friday, May 1st. Happy May Day. May Day, May Day. No, it's not that kind of a May Day. It's May Day, May Day. How did that begin? Anybody know how a ship in distress or an airplane or something, anybody in distress, uses the calls, Mayday, Mayday? SOS, I know, came from Save Our Ship, but I never really understood what Mayday was. I understand the significance of Mayday as far as the Russians are concerned, because it's the day of the Russian Revolution, but I don't understand what Mayday comes from, and the fact that you both jumped in here immediately with an answer means that nobody knows.
Did you really think that Jen and I were going to be like, actually?
Because you're both so smart, I figured that you would.
Well, this is more your area of expertise, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is. Maybe it is. But
usually when I'm in trouble, I say something more colorful than Mayday, so.
Really? Oh, blink, blink. Speaking of people in trouble, woman was killed after she fell 100 feet off a cliff in Turkey while posing for a photo to commemorate the end of the local coronavirus lockdown. There we have another, what is that, the Darwin Award?
Yep.
The Darwin Award category. Yep, she scaled a safety barrier so that her friend could snap her standing on the cliff's edge. Beautiful waterfalls in the back. That's wonderful. Her photo op went south when she slipped on the grass, went down 115 feet to her death.
Man.
How about that, Apple?
That's a horrible way to go.
Way to go.
I mean, not to be morbid, but, like, what are you thinking about while you're falling 110 feet?
I'm pretty sure you kind of just lose it, right? Isn't that the time?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think you probably do.
I would hope
so. All right, so speaking of losing it, I believe we are seeing the beginning of the resistance. People who can't go to the beach. Look at what's going on in Michigan. So, Jennifer, what do you have as an update toward the people that are stirring the pot in Cali?
Well, it's definitely not Michigan yet, where people showed up with guns and were protesting. But I do believe that this is when people are going to say enough is enough. So just to set the stage, last weekend in California, it was very warm, and a lot of people went to the beaches. Now, L.A. County beaches were closed, but Orange County beaches and Ventura County beaches were open, so people went to the beach. Gavin Newsom, our governor, on Monday came out and was kind of going bananas about the images he saw of people, particularly in Orange County, on the beach. Now, a lot of officials will say that everybody was acting appropriately, social distancing, doing the best they can given the space that they had. So it started to become a rumor on Wednesday night that Gavin Newsom, because he was so upset by those images, was going to shut down all the beaches and state parks in California effective today. Well, it turns out he had maybe cold feet about going that far. So instead, yesterday at his press conference, he showed up and he said that he was going to shut down all beaches in Orange County over concerns that they should, that the people in Orange County should not be on the beach. Now, if the way that I follow this through is if there's a danger in being on the beach, then the governor should have stuck with the whole theory of shutting down every beach in California. But instead, it makes it look like he is just punishing the people of Orange County
because you didn't do what I told you to do, so I'm going to fix you.
Because Daddy didn't like the fact that the kids were out on the beach, and it looks really bad. And so people were pretty ticked, including the Board of Supervisors, the Orange County Sheriff, saying, why would he just do it to us? It seems inappropriate, an inappropriate use of power. So overnight, the Huntington Beach City Council gets together, or sorry, the county supervisors in Huntington Beach, and they voted to challenge Newsom's order over closing Orange County Beach. So now, forget the people. Now you've got the government in California actually saying, wait a second, you can't just single us out. And so now they're going to officially challenge the governor. So what I'm interested to see is how many people will show up at the beach anyway. And if the police are on the side of the governor or of the citizens to see if there will actually be any enforcement of it. Because forget Newsom and him being upset, but now he's asking police officers to go and enforce this. And the question is, are they going to do it? They may feel like they have to, but I don't. Are they going to want to? Why put them in that position? So it'll be interesting to see.
They're not thinking things through like a lot of other things that happen in California and with other unseasoned unprofessional politicians who come up with the stuff right out of their butt. Yeah.
It's 0:30 here, so I don't know exactly how people will react, but I'm sure once there's daylight today, we'll know.
Yeah. All right, what'd you say?
I mean, in New York and New Jersey, the governors and Connecticut too, but more particularly New York and New Jersey, both of the governors, Murphy and Cuomo, have said that they're not going to just sporadically like open one county beach and then close a county park next to it, because everyone knows, hello, people have cars, they'll just drive to wherever is open, and then you're creating an even larger problem because more people are flocking to what is open. So you have to open all the beaches at once and all of the state parks at once, or else it's not going to work. People are going to go too far away from where they live. In Europe, you can't. In Ireland right now, you can't go more than a mile and a half from where you live. There are roadblocks that are stopping people, unless it's an emergency situation. And so, and in Australia, if you don't live within a mile of the beach, you're not allowed on the beach. So, I mean, I don't think that that's what we need to do here, but the thinking, you can understand the thinking of it to control where people travel.
Yes, but the other side of it is that people are beginning to realize that they've been had to a certain extent, and they are not happy about it. And so I guess the question might come.
I don't think everyone
thinks that. Well, I think a lot of people.
Some people who are protesting this stuff.
Yeah. I think it's just the longer this goes, I think the longer this goes and the nicer the weather gets, more people are going to start.
It's going to be harder. Yep.
And
state parks open here today, so we'll see.
We've lost sight about why we were originally staying home and safer at home to begin with. And the reason for that is for overwhelming the hospitals. It wasn't for directly telling people that they would actually be safer at home. It was that they didn't want the hospitals to collapse. Well, guess what? The only place that the hospitals came near collapsing, and they didn't even do that there, is in New York City. So let's stop with the idea that because there are 2,000 cases less, 2,000 deaths in California, that somehow you're saving people. The hospitals are sitting empty. They're going to be the next ones that need a gigantic bailout because they're begging people to come to the hospitals now. No one's
UCLA,
there.
UCLA, I got a notice yesterday from UCLA, one of the doctors that I see there. We're open for business.
Yeah.
You can see us on a limited basis. Come do what you need an operation.
That's what I'm getting at. It's like people
it's
who
bad.
Need a mammogram or people who need a colonoscopy, they're not going to go.
There hasn't
are
been
they going to die because of this?
Management. This has not been managed well on any level, as far as I can see, because there's too much politics involved in it. One person makes a decision, you stick to it. But no, this guy makes a decision. No, you shouldn't do that because it's terrible.
I disagree. I think New Jersey and New York have done an amazing job of managing.
But I'm talking about universally here in our country. We have had too much fussing
and
fighting
so
about what's going on here. And so the question comes, what really is the risk if you go to the beach or if you have a swimming pool? What's the risk of you getting COVID-19 from having people, let's say, come over? There are tons in every neighborhood in California. There are pools galore. Everybody's got a pool, except Jennifer. So the scenarios of reopening, a lot of people, especially in California or down in Florida, the people experiencing all these warm temperatures, they are asking, what's the risk of having of getting or spreading, catching COVID-19. So there's a panel of experts that convened to weigh in on this thing. And their take is as follows. Contracting COVID-19 from having people over in a swimming pool is high. That's a high risk. Probably not ideal to have people over during this time, but if you can do social distancing, or if they're coming by themselves and bringing maybe their family over, a few people using the pool, maybe that's a way to get around it. The biggest thing is just the coming together That's the piece, all these people together. The swimming piece is kind of gravy. What you're doing when you're together is what, you know, that's your concern. Most household cleaning agents kill the virus that causes it. The concentrations that would be needed to be able to do that with reference to how much chlorine there is in a pool, for example, hasn't been studied. But is it dangerous?
I wouldn't count on that, though. But that's the thing. The levels of chlorine in a pool can kill certain things, but yeah. I would not trust that would be enough to kill
pardon
this.
Pardon the pun. It's watered down,
yeah,
in a sense. So what other ways of congregating? Malls. The malls are beginning to reopen. There are 49 malls all around the country that are going to reopen, even though they have new safety rules. The Simon Property Group, Simon Malls, they own more malls than anybody else in Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee. They're going to reopen today. Locations in Oklahoma opening tomorrow. Three others in Indiana open on Monday. So if you go to the mall, might be a little different. People are being advised to take their temperature before they go shopping. Wear masks and observe social distancing. Simon Property adding that it's targeting one person for 50 square feet. I don't know who's going to be measuring that. Who knows what 50 square feet is? But be responsible thinking about it for the most part. Play areas will be shut down. Drinking fountains shut down. Shoppers should also expect some of the changes. Every other bathroom, sink, and urinal will be blocked. Just like if you're on a highway and you stop at the stop centers where you get a McDonald's hamburger and there's a big bathroom that they've already done. They've done that a long time ago. They shut every other urinal down, every other sink down. That's something that maybe makes a difference.
But the problem is none of that matters because we know that this is an aerosolized virus that travels at least 27 feet.
It's like the TSA. It's theater.
Look, the only way you can't get this is if you avoid people. That's the only way that you can guarantee yourself that you're not going to get it.
And is that worth it? That's what people have to decide.
Yeah.
Well, and for me, like I don't consider myself to be at high risk if I contracted this. So no, I'm not going to be stupid.
Well, that's
I'm not going to go to the mall and then the movie theater and then out to dinner in one day. That's just dumb.
No.
But you know, I mean, people are saying you should pick one non-essential place to go to if
common.
You have to.
Sense.
Right. But I don't want my parents going out right now. My dad is better off than my mom, but he brings it home to my mom. So I don't want my mom out going to a mall. Mm. So, I mean, you have to, like Jen had said, you know, originally when people would have stay-at-home orders, the sick people stay home, the healthy people go back to work.
Yeah. And this is where I'd actually, and I totally get what you're saying, but like, life is so precious, and every day means something. And the fact that, I mean, I think you're awesome, and you're doing a great thing for your parents, and you're trying to protect them. But think about the time you're losing with them. And I don't mean to make it really personal like that, but that's...
Well, we were just visiting with them in the driveway 2 days ago. So, I mean, we're not, and we're on the phone every day. It's not like I'm not avoiding my parents.
Oh, I don't think you're avoiding them. And it's like, believe me, I say this with, like, the love in my heart, because it's the same argument I have with myself when, you know, I wasn't seeing my parents. Now I just am. But it's like, life is short. You get hit by a bus. And do I want to say, you know what, the last month of my life, I didn't get to see my mom?
People are all beginning to ask the same question.
Right? I don't know. It's just this internal push and pull. It's kind of, it's getting to be that time, I think.
Asking, yep, right, exactly. Is there a lot of questions
until there's
now?
A real treatment, I mean, my mom's lungs are so susceptible to everything. If I even thought for a second that I brought something to her and her, the last, you know, month of her life is hooked up to a ventilator, I'd rather sit in the driveway 6 feet away from her, you know, and make sure her groceries are delivered until there's a treatment or a vaccine. I'm not taking that risk.
Mother's Day, we're thinking about our moms. Yep, good thing to do. One of the things you can think about is what kind of shape they're in. Fancy Nancy doesn't need to go on a diet. And
She's a Weight Watchers lifer.
Yeah.
If she gains 1 pound, she freaks out. So
here's a way to deal with it. Maybe a present for your mom for Mother's Day if she needs to lose weight so she can stay healthy, because most of the people affected by this are overweight. And there's a big-time problem with that. The folks at Calitrin will help you out. They'll set you up. Go to toploss.com and get on board the most successful weight loss program ever. All natural The Calitrin formula is all natural. Get it at toploss.com. Get free shipping using the discount code DJV. It's 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Song from the Dixie Chicks. See if we can find the hook. Juliana, calm down. So the Chicks have postponed their comeback album called Gaslighter. Supposed to come out today, but they're sharing some of the new music, even though the album's not coming out. They quietly posted a new track. That's what this is, Juliana, calm down. It was posted on Instagram. Produced with Jack Antonoff. Song's a message to young women, named after Emily Strayer's daughter, on how to stand up for yourself, especially in cruel relationships. The Chicks released the album's lead single, Gaslighter, last month. The song, and a lot of the album as well, make reference to Natalie Maine's recent divorce from actor Adrian Pasdar. Gaslighter will be the first album of original material by the group since their 2006 release, Taking a Long Way, for which the trio won 5 Grammy Awards, getting Album of the Year. But that was more of a country act, right? This is more pop stuff now? Yes?
You know, I was never a huge Dixie Chicks fan, but one thing I did like about them is that they always had such a unique sound, and I think it's gone. I heard this yesterday, and I was like, wow, they just sound like Taylor Swift now, and I realized Jack Antonoff has produced Taylor Swift's last 3 albums, so this must be the sound.
Oh, that's so funny. Very good. Yeah.
Look at you. Right? Like, doesn't this sound like a Taylor Swift song?
Well, what's really, I think, kind of weird is when you first started, when Phil Spurs started playing this, I was like, what is this? And then you can recognize Natalie Maine's voice. She's got a pretty distinct voice, but if this is not the style that I think their fans were used to, and maybe they're trying to become more poppy, that's fine. But I don't. I think you're right. They kind of like blend in with everything else that's out there. It doesn't sound very different.
Their harmonies and like the fiddle and stuff. They had such a unique thing.
Used to love them actually. Despite the politics and all the junk they got into later in their career, I loved their sound. I loved their music for a really long time. I think they're losing it a little bit. Too bad.
So is this the same kind of thing, the Natalie May's divorce from Adrian Pazdowers, is going on with Christian Cavallari and her divorce that seems to be all over social media and all over the place?
Cavallari, I mean, it's because her husband, she's on a reality show on E! She was from Laguna Beach, like on that reality show, and her husband used to be a quarterback in the NFL, so he's a douchey guy. It's like not surprising that he was cheating. I mean, yeah. I don't know. To me, it's just non-news.
But he said she was, too, right? Wasn't it?
He said, she said.
That he was angry and his temper was out of control or something. Who knows?
26 after on the DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, you and me with five-time Grammy winner Stephen Curtis Chapman now, recruiting friends from across the country in contemporary Christian music for an inspirational new song aiming to encourage and assist the people struggling with the COVID-19. Brad Paisley and Lauren Elena, along with gospel music artist Tasha Combs Leonard, join Stephen Curtis Chapman for the uplifting Together We'll Get Through This. Together We'll Get Through This. I know it's hard to find it. Proceeds from the collaboration benefit the Opry Trust Fund and the Gospel Music Association's Disaster Assistance Fund, offering help to those in the country music field, the Christian gospel field, who have been gravely affected by the whole situation we're in now. It was written by Chapman, the song Together We'll Get Through This. He's the most honored artist in the history of gospel. I didn't really. This doesn't sound too gospely to me, does it to you? Sounds more poppy. Seems like
this sounds very Christian gospel. Yeah, this is what modern Christian gospel sounds like. White people.
Not a lot of edge.
Yeah, this is white people gospel.
Got it. White people gospel. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Millions of people are going to break out of isolation, and they'll be able to eat at restaurants and shop at stores very soon. More than half of U.S. states are partially reopening over the next few days. Arkansas is one of them. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
On May 4th, we will lift restrictions on gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities so that they can resume operation.
Stay-at-home orders have just expired in Alabama, Maine, Tennessee, and Texas. Restrictions will be lifted in Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming on Friday. But California has been having some problems with new hotspots and outbreaks. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to make beaches off-limits once again.
We're going to do a hard close in that part of the state.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the results of a new coronavirus poll.
A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now.
He's the brains behind a family food drive in Massachusetts. WBZ-TV reporter Paul Burton got his story.
Opening up the back door to Nicholas Lane's family car, you can sort of catch a glimpse of what's inside this young boy's heart.
Some people lost their jobs, so I'm happy that we have this for people.
This 9-year-old Marlboro kid is on a mission with his family to do some good in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. It all started with this $25 gift card he got from his grandparents. But instead of spending it on himself and his siblings, he came up with a bright and thoughtful idea while watching the news.
I was looking at how people lost their jobs and they didn't have food to eat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For at the hour, Friday, May 1st, here on the DKV program. Jennifer Horn is here in California, Victoria Keelan in New Jersey. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts, pouring rain here. Pouring rain where you are, I think, Victoria. Supposed to rain
today. It's not that
today.
Pleasant.
No. Supposed to be a nice weekend.
I haven't seen
though.
The sun a lot. Yes, tomorrow
good weekend.
Is supposed
lots of
to be
ice
nice.
Cream on the farm. Come on, have
yeah.
some fun.
Woo.
Come to the farm. Jennifer's got 85 degrees, or what is it there?
It's actually going to be a little cooler today. I think we're only expecting about 82.
oh, that kills me.
That's okay.
But by next week, it's going to be 95 again.
Nah, yeah. Let's go to the beach. Oh, wait a minute. We're not supposed to go to the beach.
No, but I'm planning on doing a... You know what? I should do what people are doing because I haven't been able to stay home because I have to go from job to job still, an essential worker. I really need to finish purging my room. Like, I want to finish that this weekend. But you know what? It's been such a crazy time. I might just do a pool weekend. I might just do that.
Oh, no. You need to create a masterpiece.
Uh-huh.
You need to create a masterpiece this weekend, Jennifer. You're the one to create the masterpiece.
I pressure myself to do that, but I'm thinking, no.
In your own universe.
Get some sun, go to the pool, get that vitamin D. It's good for your immune system.
I'm just trying to improve my health.
Well, that's what a lot of people do. Yeah.
And I might have some wine to get some cholesterol in me.
Just a little bit, yeah. Yeah. Fabulous. Little food news, Victoria. What are you watching in the food news department?
Well, you know, we're keeping up with different shortages. I think that's sort of the food is in the news a lot right now because of shortages. And so the
farmers.
Newest thing, farmers and a lot of, like, that Smithfield plant is actually planning on reopening soon. But now Tyson has announced that they're closing their largest beef plant in Nebraska because they've got an outbreak of the coronavirus there. So there's already a beef shortage. I sent an Instacart shopper out for my mom last night. No ground beef. It's all gone. There's a limit on chicken breasts now that you can buy. So we're already starting to see it. I would think by the middle of next week, there probably will be empty shelves for the meat. Maybe we'll get some Lysol, though. Who knows? Maybe that'll come back. Toilet paper seems to be back. Paper towels are back. So, and hand sanitizer in limited amounts.
What we found out is what the weaknesses are. Where are the weakest spots? And whether it's the food chain, the supply chain, the job chain, we're finding the weakest links.
Well, I think more than that.
And now people are beginning to understand what the farmer is up against and what we're up against in terms of getting food from other countries. Excuse me.
That's one of the things. The other thing is that you can track consumer behavior and consumer patterns by watching this. This should be the ultimate study. Free, by the way. Well, relatively speaking, for companies that make these types of supplies or food or producers or farmers, they can see what goes first for people when it all starts to get real. It's like the ultimate study. You know, like in the soup aisle, we laughed about how when all the soup was
anywhere.
Gone.
It's no soup
only,
for you. It's the soup Nazi. It's
the only,
there's no soup
for you.
The only thing left was a few cans of tomato and a few cans of, like, cream of mushroom. So if I were a soup producer, I go, well, maybe I want to ixnay on the tomato tay and go with the chicken noodle all day long.
Right.
So, you know.
And then the other things that are...
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say one other thing that's a big story right now. There's a new class action lawsuit. I don't know if you guys have seen this, against Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe's, accusing them of inflating egg prices. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I certainly have shopping at Wegmans. The price of a dozen eggs has gone way up.
That was another item that was missing for a long time.
I want to know what it is because we're getting $5-6 a dozen on the farm. What are they charging in the store?
Let's see. I bought Wegmans organic eggs for my parents yesterday, and it was like $6.50 for the dozen.
Wow.
That's not expensive. That's not expensive for eggs at all. That's what they need to get in order to
Well,
have
I
the
buy
chickens.
The I mean, I buy the pastured eggs, which is just, you know, pasture raised.
Those should be $8 in stores like that.
$8.50.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Nobody's getting overcharged there.
Well,
so
but the problem is those are the organic eggs. The regular eggs, the non-organic, the ones that Trader Joe's and Costco and Walmart has, they're just the regular eggs, and they're that's why this lawsuit is saying that they have price gouged, that they're up 10% higher than what they should
they're
be.
Not, yeah, what they ought to do is get 20% more and give it to the farmers because the farmers are the ones that need to have the money. Was it you say Wegmans and who'd you say was Target?
This
Trader
lawsuit
Joe's.
Is, Trader
Walmart,
Joe's, Walmart, Costco, and Costco, okay. And Trader Joe's. Yeah, those three.
You don't want to buy stuff in those stores. Chick-fil-A.
Well, Trader Joe's, we all seem to like. We all talk about Trader Joe's.
I'll take it back on Trader Joe's. But I've looked at the eggs I buy at Trader Joe's for Daisy are cooked already. I just buy the ones that come in half a dozen in a package. I don't even know what they cost.
Oh, the hard-boiled one?
My problem is I don't look at the price, and I look at the ingredients now of everything, but I don't look at the price. And
that's a luxury.
I know. Yeah, thank you. Chick-fil-A offering meal kits. Make it yourself chicken parmesan meal kits.
I've been to.
Is that good?
Meal kits are a thing right now. Everybody loves it. Whether
do they have normally on the menu there? Do they have chicken parm on the menu at Chick-fil-A?
No, not on.
I don't know about
that's what
Chick-fil-A.
Makes people. That'll make people go crazy. It's really funny. My dad and I will typically, if we do commute into our office together, I will ride in the back seat. He'll ride in the front seat. It's like driving Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. And we'll usually have, like, we'll have some lunch before we go into the office. But the other day we were hurrying, and both of us hadn't eaten. So we're like, oh, we'll stop at Chick-fil-A on the way in. The line was out into the street.
Always a line.
So we ended up skipping. We're like, we'll just abort the mission because there were just too many cars. And so usually it's not, it's always a line, but it's not that bad. But under this crisis, people are obviously itching for Chick-fil-A. And I think because this is something people haven't tried before and it's not on the menu, they'll go crazy probably for these boxes. Yeah.
It's also reasonable. Right. It's two servings for like $14.99.
Yep. And they can have grilled or spicy fillets to go into the kit. You can use DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub. We're going to start using all that stuff at the farm for the ice cream. I've never experienced it before, but it was kind of an involved thing to get it going, but it seems to be what people want. So easy enough to do once you get it all set up. And now the question comes, Chick-fil-A is open. When's Starbucks going to reopen? The flattening of the curve now has taken place. Starbucks says they're going to reopen stores all across the country. They're going to be reopening cafes for to-go service starting right away. By early June, Starbucks, they say, will have 90% of the stores open around the country. And they're doing what everybody else is doing, social distancing stuff. Again, how do you know?
People need their Starbucks. That's one thing. Yeah. You can't take that away from people. It's like booze and Starbucks. People are, you know.
Apparently they have a large presence in China, and they've opened a lot of their stores back up in China already. Mm. So, yeah, and that's exactly my reaction. Thank you, Victoria. That's exactly my reaction. Well, get the hell out of China. There was a couple of bills that have been introduced. Somebody's listening I heard yesterday from somebody else, Jennifer, beside you, a couple of senators, and there's some congressmen that are working on these bills to incentivize bringing our companies back to America. So let's see. Everybody needs to push on that. Call your congressman, write to your senator, whatever it is, communicate to them on email, and tell them you want to support a bill that brings back our industries, our factories. The work needs to be done here, and then we'll kill the problems we have with unemployment right away if we can do that. Beer and seltzer, big problem. Coronavirus is shutting down production of CO2, the gas that goes into beer, seltzer water, ginger ale, all of the carbon drinks. Supplies of carbon dioxide from ethanol plants are sparking concern about shortages of beer and soda and seltzer water. Brewers and soft drink makers use CO2 for carbonation. That's what gives you the gas. Gives beer and soda the fuzz, or the fizz, or whatever.
The fuzz. There's fuzz in your seltzer water. It's too old.
Well, the other part of the problem is hard seltzer has become so popular right now that that people don't want to drink. If they don't want to drink beer and they want something that's lighter, then the hard seltzer, which is owned by the beer companies, they're everywhere. And so, and then bubbly water, and just in general, like
that's
bubbly, the brand, And then what's the other one? LaCroix? Like, there are so many flavored seltzers right now. So they're probably going to take a big hit.
Back to the farmers again. The connective tissue here is that a lot of the CO2 now has been produced by ethanol. Ethanol is a product of corn and mash that has been used. 10% of the gas that you put in your car, the gasoline, is ethanol. And it's helped out farmers in our country. They've kind of screwed in Washington with a formula. And so ethanol production is down, and that also is helping to fuel the problem with CO2, because without the ethanol and the gas that comes from making the mash, and gasoline demand is down by 30% anyway in our country. There's a highly specialized corner of the food industry with ethanol helping things like CO2, and so without that, there's going to be a problem with beer. You watch, the price of beer is going to go up. Price of anything that's in the shortage goes up.
The price of flour has gone up because everybody's baking at home. Yeah. You know, there's a story out of England that a 1,000-year-old flour mill is now churning once again. It was a museum. Now it's actually making flour again because everybody in Great Britain has a flour shortage. They're all at home baking bread.
Well, we have
Instagram for people making this. This is one of those quarantine chic things where, I just made some sourdough.
I know so many freaking people who have made sourdough. It takes a week to make it.
It's not worth the effort.
The I have around the corner from me, the old Wayside Inn, long referred to as Longfellow's Wayside Inn. It's about a mile from me here, and Sudbury's on the main line. There was the overnight stop from Boston to Worcester on the old Post Road, and the original Pepperidge Farm mill, the grist mill where they made the flour, is on the property at the the mill. I mean, at the inn. And they've started, they've just ran it. It has a, it's a grist mill that runs by a stream, and that's how the flour has been milled and hasn't been used for 100 years. They've actually gone back to work making flour for Pepperidge Farm bread right there. So they got a lot of that stuff I'd forgotten about, what goes on here in the mill. And yeah, the water mill in southwest England is back because it hasn't, it was very instrumental, I guess, in 1918. Hadn't resumed production since then. But, you know, there's a need for a lot of this stuff. And clever people are coming up with clever ideas and research. That shows you, in America and around the world, the state of ingenuity is not gone. It's not dead. It's part of the human condition, people figuring out how to get around things. Today is May Day. May Day. Did anybody find out? I asked a question. Anybody do the research as to where the term May Day came from on the planes going down? May Day, May Day. Nope.
Nope.
Different meanings for diverse cultures. May Day is public holiday in many different.
Sounded better than uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. It's a day of unity and togetherness and rebirth for people who are celebrating. May Day is one of the four ancient Celtic or Celtic, depending on how you want to pronounce it, cross-quarter days, making it an astronomical holiday as it falls between the March equinox and the June solstice. Originating from its Celtic name, Beltane. Beltane was a spring celebration, included dancing and singing and bonfires and house doors and animals would be decorated with all kinds of May flowers and ribbons. During this time in a lot of different communities in Ireland, people would visit special wells and the Beltane dew was believed to bring beauty and youthfulness to those around it. So there's where you get your beauty, that Irish culture you are connected to and the Irish heritage you have, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the Middle Ages. English villages had homes with maypoles. See, that's what I remember about May Day, the maypole.
I think in Norwegian, or in the Scandinavian countries, they do it too. They dance around the maypole, right?
Yeah. And it's,
I found
it's the
answer
Russian,
if you want about the May Day thing.
Please.
They do that in some cities and in some Jennifer Lopez movies as well. They dance around the pool.
That's a terrible movie, by the way. I just saw that.
Hustlers?
Yeah, it was awful. Anyway, so I can't even believe people said Oscar and her name in that same sentence, but whatever.
And remember how ticked she was when she didn't get the nomination?
I know. Like, really? Get it together, girl. So the idea for using Mayday, which is one word, M-A-Y-D-A-Y, it came from Frederick Mockford, who was a senior radio officer at Croydon Airport in London. He came up with the idea for using Mayday as a distress call because it sounded like the French word Mayday, which is spelled M-A-I-D-E-R, which means help me.
Help me. Yeah. Help Miranda. Help Miranda. The toll, for those of you who were listening yesterday to our program and a bunch of other programs that were involved in this Radio Cares process to get donations for Feeding America, the toll now is about $412,000 that was raised in the 24 hours. And you can continue to help if you didn't get there. You want to check it out. We have a button at djvshow.com. Just go there. You'll see it. You can donate $1.50, whatever you want. A lot of small donations in that $412,000. Because people just don't have a lot of extra money, but they want to, if they have something, they want to give to people that don't have anything. And that's the circumstance that Feeding America is addressing. So it's cool to have the radiothon. The fellow who organized it will have on Monday. I talk about what, because you can give all weekend long, right? You can go to djvshow.com.
Until Sunday night at midnight, yep.
Any of the other shows that I'm involved in, the gooddayhealthshow.com, americanfamilyfarmershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, talkradiocountdownshow.com, all of them have that button to give what you can. Thanks to the radio people around the country, a couple of thousand radio stations participated in this yesterday. And you can also get at djvshow.com the discussion we had about fundraising with radio stations and stuff. That's our clip of the day at djvshow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour now. As we go through, when I say we, it's a collective effort. Most of the work's being done by Victoria. I'll do the numbers, thanks. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, with the top five items from consumer technology this past week. At number five, it's all about the IRS, right? The government!
Well, a lot of people had issues with the government, specifically the IRS.gov website, when they went to try to check the status of their stimulus payments, because we know, I think 80% maybe have been sent out at this point, but the final round of people trying to get their stimulus payments or get a status, they were met with an error message saying payment status not available. So what happened was there was a glitch. They uploaded... the IRS uploaded a whole new database of new information where people had gone on and corrected their home address, whether they had moved since they last filed or whatever, or they updated their bank account number. And so when they did that new update with all of that new information, there was a little glitch in it that essentially when you type in your street address, if it's not all in capital letters, it will give you that error message that the payment status is not available. So if you are still wondering when you're going to get your payment, then you can go onto the website and just make sure you type in your home address, your street address in all caps, and it should work.
All right. That's good news. Here's more good news for those of you who want to diddle and fiddle. Number four.
Yeah, lots of diddling and fiddling, I guess, during the pandemic. Ashley Madison, which is the website for cheating spouses, they say that business is booming, and apparently people who are quarantined with their loved ones are not that happy with their loved ones, and so they have added 17,000 new members.
Not so much love there.
Not a lot, yeah. So they've added 17,000 new members a day in the midst of this pandemic. And they said they've spoken to their members. They do a lot of polling of their members anonymously. And they said that there's tension building up in the homes. Kids are being homeschooled. Parents are kind of at their wits' end from, I don't have kids, but from my friends who have kids, they're at their wits' end with the homeschooling situation. And everyone's trying to also do their own job. So it's kind of not surprising that they found that 30% of the users are females, and they're having cyber sex with their affair partners. 14% of the male users were having virtual sex with their affair partners. And so they said 76% of the respondents, when asked, are they trying to make things better in their own marriage? And 76% said no. Not great for the divorce rate. There's going to be a divorce boom. I think thought there was going to be a baby boom after this. Maybe there will be, but I think it's going to be a divorce boom.
All right, so boom, 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 boom. Let's move on here. Number three, free phone repairs. So let's see. Let's hope this is good.
This is good. Samsung and Google are offering free phone repairs to healthcare workers and first responders to help support those frontline workers as they're, you know, literally out there on the front lines every day. The two companies are offering repairs in partnership with the phone repair company that's called You Break, I Fix. And they have, this is running through the end of June. All you need to do is just show your badge or your ID as a first responder or healthcare professional. Google's free Pixel repair program is similar to Samsung's, same thing. They've got 500 participating locations around the country, and like I said, this will go through June 30th, which is great news for those healthcare responders.
Number two is a focus on Facebook. We've got a number of things to talk about regarding Facebook, but this one is the graduation ceremony deal, right?
Yes, this is students around the world, as we know right now, are missing out on an in-person graduation ceremony. So Facebook has decided to host their own commencement, and so it's a live graduation event. It's going to happen on May 15th, and it will feature a commencement speech by Oprah Winfrey. And she does give a good commencement speech, so we know that for sure. Shorter speeches will be provided by Awkwafina, the actress, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, Miley Cyrus is going to be performing. So they're going to make a whole real event out of it, which will be fun. And Facebook is encouraging using the hashtag graduation2020, and people can have their own at-home graduation parties with their families, and you can dress up in your cap and gown, and this will all be launched through Facebook's messenger rooms. And so it's similar to Zoom, but that's how you can watch everything and also have your friends see you at the same time, which is it's sweet. I think it's a nice option for kids who, you know, are missing out on a huge rite of passage.
Yep. All right. Top story this week has to do with some of the biggies.
Yeah. Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast have extended their no late fee and no termination policy. This is now, if you have Verizon as your cell phone provider or internet provider, you have to go onto their website and fill out the hardship form if you have lost your job or if you're having trouble paying the bill. So if you don't do that, they can cancel you. But if you do, they'll work with you. AT&T and Comcast as well, they're going to work with you until the end of June.
So, in other words, you snooze, you lose on that one. You got to get at it.
Communication is key.
Yep, right. Connect to them. That is, if you can get through on the phone to any of these outfits, that's another always a choice experience. So those are the top five items as determined by Victoria Keelan from the World of Technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.